brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jack McClam riding shotgun with us for another half hour. I may twist his arm into the whole second, third hour. We got a link to his website up on Infowars.com. He is the most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, a Vietnam-era veteran, and he is also a good friend of mine and has one of the oldest anti-New World Order groups in the country. And, I mean, literally, there's not many who've been out there longer fighting the New World Order than maybe the John Birch Society, and he's a one-man army. Let's go to the calls, my friend. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in British Columbia, then Chris, Carl, and others. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I've been looking at this stuff for about 2 years. I've been looking at like things like David Icke and these different things, and it seems like you only talk about the White House and you don't really talk about the powers that are behind...
Blood-drinking lizards?
No, I don't really buy into that, but I'm talking about...
Well, here's
like,
the deal, sir. I'm making a film about the Bilderberg Group. I snuck into Bohemian Grove. I constantly talk about the Council on Foreign Relations.
But hold on.
But I'm not mad at you, but you just made a statement that was... Jack, do I talk about the shadow government?
Absolutely, all the time, brother. Yeah.
But listen, you got the floor right now. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean to you, Mike. I just you're saying something that isn't true. But I mean, maybe you've tuned in, and maybe I'm not talking enough about it. So I tell you what, it's my fault. I'm bad. I'll try to talk about it more. You got the floor right now. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, I'm just talking about, like, you talk about the White House but what and the Council on Foreign Relations, which obviously controls the United States corporation, but... What about the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, which I never heard you say anything about that. You never talk about Peter Hans Kolvenbach.
Oh, give me a break. Look, I'm going to stop you right there, okay? Now I understand where this was. Now I know why you said something that wasn't true up front. There are people who've called me years ago and said, you will have me on or else about the Vatican. Well, when somebody says, I mean, you get on my show pretty easy, by the way. But if somebody comes up and says, you're going to do what I tell you, I'm kind of stubborn. I'm like kind of like a mule, a jackass. You want to pet me on the head and be nice to me, I'll pull your wagon. But you want to come up and knock me upside the head with a 2x4, I'm not going to do what you want. So number one, then I heard those people that put that out. You know, the people that say it's all the Jews say everybody's a Jew who isn't even a Jew. They say, I'm a Jew. By the way, I'm not. Wouldn't be bad if I was, but I'm not. They say the Easter Bunny's Jewish. They then say that I'm secretly a Catholic super order of the death's goblin or something like that. That's not true. So I know the people putting that stuff out have lied about me. What else are they lying about? Does the Pope call for a new world order? Have I talked about it? Am I saying the Catholic Church is evil at the top? There's no debating that. And so are the Protestant leaders. But then they want to make it a debate about how long they've been evil. Jack McClam, you want to comment?
Yes, brother. Yes, I can tell you. I was a Baptist a long time, and then First Church of God, and all of these great religious organizations, the Catholic Church, and all the Protestant denominations, which now are turning their ex-Protestants because they're going under the Catholic Church now, are evil at the top. They're absolutely a part of this Antichrist world government system. They're helping set it up, the Baptist leadership too. And so we just have to understand that doesn't mean your Baptist minister is a part of it, but he is bamboozled. We have a Hollywood producer named Steve Wahlberg, who's a Christian now. He's a Jewish Christian, and he wrote End Time Delusions, proving how the seminaries were taken over in the early 1900s, and the Scofield Reference Bible was put in there to delude the American Christian pastors who came out and lie. Well, they didn't lie. They didn't know. They were deluded. They were taught things that were wrong.
Yeah, Jack, we got a break. Stay there, Mike, because you sound like you disagree. And, you know, if I'm a co-agitator, junker, bunker of the snumpter, expose me, please. I don't know a word of Latin, but maybe I'm evil.
It's
seer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to be frank about something. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank Rosie O'Donnell for her courage. Because if she hadn't done the things she's done on The View, 9/11 Truth wouldn't be as big as it is now, and it is the foundation. If we don't expose that, then the war, the tyranny, the domestic police state is just going to continue. Mainstream news, even conservative publications, are reporting Bush has officially declared himself dictator. Under any economic or foreign emergency, he can supersede the Congress without Congress even having input. This is unprecedented. He funded this last year with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and with the Military Commissions Act to strip citizens of their citizenship secretly for secret arrest and torture. Richard Linkletter told you last year that while they were on the set making a film with Bruce Willis, he saw my film Terror Storm and woke up. He's now gone public in Vanity Fair saying a shadow government's in control. My point is a lot of these big stars like Rosie O'Donnell and others are starting to wake up, starting to have their paradigm shifted, and frankly no one has done more now at that level of the media than Rosie O'Donnell to have the courage to go after these people. And I just got word that Rosie's folks and Rosie are tuned in to the show right now, and I want to tell Rosie O'Donnell thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I want my family and my children and my wife to live in a free nation. I want you to live in a free nation. I want your family to live in a free country and a free world. And what you've done, the type of leadership and the type of example that you've shown in the face of tyranny, is the spirit we need to defeat this tyrannical world fascist system. And you are welcome on this show anytime. I would love to have you and William Rodriguez on this show anytime you want. And obviously you could have a press conference in New York or do whatever you wanted to. I know you're thinking about other venues to go public. I know that they've been attacking you and demonizing you and censoring you, all the behind-the-scenes things I've learned of that you've gone through in the last year on The View, them telling you you couldn't talk about the number of dead U.S. troops, then them lying and claiming that you called the troops terrorists when all you've done is given them money and supported them and tried to get them out of this bad situation. They hate the troops. They're the ones killing the troops. They're the ones using the troops. And we just really appreciate you, Rosie, and everything that you have done. We appreciate Charlie Sheen's courage. You guys will be remembered in history for your courage, because as Mark Twain said in the beginning, as patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We just posted the story, Rosie Incensed by Witch Hunt Could Leave The View Next Week, Neocon Producer's Effort to Discredit O'Donnell Before Host Exits ABC Show. We learned this from the folks that booked people for the show, that they, you know, they told some of the people that were involved this. Also learned it from other people in connection to her management, and it's from some of her friends. So I got it from triple sources. I've known about this for a couple days. And it's her decision. I mean, if she stays there, they're all going to gang up on her. Basically, even those that were supposedly her friends are selling out, so they can really demonize her before she leaves and give her a nice send-off trying to destroy her. It isn't going to work, and we all need to contact ABC and tell them to stop the hit pieces and contact Fox and let them know that we know they're neocon propaganda. Jack McClam is our guest. I want to get to Carl and David and everybody else that's holding. But do you want to comment just on the subject of courage and the first people to hit the barbed wire and how important it is in history to be there, you know, at the beginning when there isn't a lot of backup, Jack? I mean, it takes courage, and that's why I'm trying to let Rosie know how, I mean, I know she knows this in her heart, but how much I appreciate it.
Well, I want to say to Rosie that, she wasn't my favorite for years, because we were on the opposite side of the political spectrum. But I want to say, from tens of thousands of police and military, Rosie, we love you for coming out and helping us try to take our nation back from these tyrants and traitors in our government. And so we love you, my dear, and you're one of our favorite people today. We don't agree on everything, but doggone it, we love you for standing up and having the courage to try to help us save America for all of us, our children, our grandchildren, and for Rosie and her family, too.
Well, she's got guts, and guts is enough.
That's right. That's
and she's
right.
smart, and she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And she knew what she was doing.
Bully pulpit. You know, she and the others in Hollywood have the bully pulpit, so many of Americans watch and listen and follow these people in Hollywood. And, like, even more than follow Alex Jones, you know.
Well, she was being paid millions and millions and millions. I forget what her contract was, but it was in the multiple millions on The View. And she literally, they wanted to sign her contract but have control over her. And she said no. That means she walked away from the payoff.
Praise God. Thank you, Rosie. We just love you, sister. What patriotism that is. I mean, can you imagine that? I have friends that won't even give up any money whatsoever to save America. Now, they're not good friends, but they're so into, you know, to money and property and everything that they won't join us because they're afraid they're going to lose. I was in a meeting with one of the biggest, he's not a televangelist, but he's a psychiatrist that has the most listened to radio program in the nation. And I was in a council on foreign, or council, not council on foreign relations, but a council of national, you know, I can't even think the name of it now, but I was there with a millionaire friend of mine, and I listened to him speak about how the government was closing down the churches through their 501c3 and controlling the churches. And afterwards, I told him, I said, well, brother, you have 30 to 50 million people listening to you a week. I said, why don't you get on the radio and tell the people this? And he wrote back to me and said, I would lose too much money. And, I mean, you know, we're talking about saving the nation.
Are you talking about Dr. Dobson?
Yeah, Dr. Dobson. I have his letter. And I wrote him a letter reminding him of what we spoke of, trying to get him to stand up and speak out about
you see, there's the difference. Rosie O'Donnell, all these fake Christians can throw stones at her all day, but they're
That's
cowards
right.
and won't help their own countrymen from the destructive jaws of the New World Order, but Rosie will.
That's right. And Dr. Dobson and these other glitter bugs on TV are into money and power, and they're not going to do it. And so we're so proud of Rosie.
Well, don't, I wish they had an idea what doing the right thing, how what a treasure that is, what standing up and having honor. That's what I treasure, and I'm not even that good of a person. How could you not want to do the right thing? How could you not want to stand up against evil? It's with me, it's instinctive, Jack.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it's even a choice.
Yeah, well, I've given 27 years to this when I could have been out making a good living. I live in a 1977 single-wide mobile home, and I'd love to have a nice home. But, Alex, if we lose our country, what does all the items and the property and all the things mean to us if we're slaves to these international criminals? It means nothing. So I've spent 27 years working to try to save America as a volunteer, cop, and soldier. And it's been good duty, and I'm not sad about it at all. But I could have been dedicating myself to making money. I made money after the Vietnam War. I had businesses in California, up and down the Southern California coast. I was making big time money. But I realized we're losing our nation, and my 9 grandchildren will be slaves. And so I live in poverty today, still volunteering 12, 14 hours a day. To educate our police and soldiers, but it's good duty, brother, and it's worth it. And so, Rosie, I couldn't be more proud of this Rosie for standing up. I was shocked that she did, but I am so proud, and so are hundreds of thousands of police and military.
Rosie O'Donnell,
know what's going on.
Rosie O'Donnell has done. I always call her O'Donnell. I get so hyped up. Rosie O'Donnell has done just so much, and again, it's the example of courage. Now let's go back to Mike, who was busily saying we're covering up that the Catholics are the great wickedness. Look, the whole world, all the big systems have been taken over, and I don't get into name calling or saying this group or that group. I just fight the corruption. And, Mike, you sound like a nice fella. I just don't like the people, the main leaders of the movement against the, quote, Catholics, I found to be a bunch of dishonest scum, if you want to get right down to the final equation. So that's why you don't hear me having those people on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard to figure out, like, where the power, like, really is. I mean, you helped me figure out, like, a lot of stuff, and you helped me learn about lots of different things in the world. But as far as, like, Ron Paul, I'm still kind of suspicious about if he's controlled, because it kind of looks like they could be trying to control.
Look at the fruits of Ron Paul. Look, he's not controlled. Okay, I've known him for 15 years. I've been interviewing him for 13 years. I know the congressman since before he got back into Congress, okay? And I know people who are his family members, okay? I know people who were with him in Vietnam, okay? I know Ron Paul. He is an obstetrician. He's delivered 4,000 babies. He's a father. He's a grandfather. He's about to be a great-grandfather. And Congressman Ron Paul has introduced legislation to abolish the UN, get us out of it, the Federal Reserve, to fight the New World Order. And he is the real deal. Why do you think they're attacking him? Jack McClam comments?
Yes, I've known Ron Paul for 20 some years, and he's always been a stand-up guy. He's always taken on the beast system, and he's been ostracized horribly all these years in Congress for doing that, but he still stands, and he still does it every week on the floor of the House. And so the man is absolutely pure as far as I can tell. You know, we disagree on a couple things like drugs and so forth, But, I mean, Ron Paul is our man. We're pushing Ron Paul because he's the only one that's the constitutionalist, loves God, loves our nation, and will stand up against this beast system.
If you can't look at the fruits of Ron Paul, they're nothing but good. And then the fruits of people attacking him are pure garbage. Jack, stay with us. Let's come back and talk to Carl. And many, many others, Chris, Carl, and others that are holding. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net are the websites. Stay with us. We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 25th, 2007, gold spot 653 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $674.22, $332.70 for half, and $166.35 for quarter ounce coins at $674.22, $332.70 and $166.35. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his
look at this story. Man treated as terror suspect for taking photos of French fries. They have the evil Al-Qaeda photo. Some of the news I'm going to be covering coming up in the next segment. Jack McClam is our guest. Let's talk to Chris in Minnesota. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Chris.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I also want to thank you for waking me up to the New World Order. When I hear something or see something that catches my interest, I study it until I know everything I think there is to know about it. One thing that I'd like to talk to you today about is the Ron Paul for candidacy. I know that he's coming up on the Bill Maher show tonight, but if you go on the HBO website right now and click on the Bill Maher link, there's a weekly poll right on the front page, and it says, of the Republicans listed, who do you think will get the GOP's nomination nod in 08? And the only options that they offer are the Nazi Giuliani, John McCain, Romney, Huckabee, Thompson, and even Newt Gingrich.
But yeah, everybody's calling us about an HBO poll. I haven't seen it, where they don't even mention Ron Paul.
That's correct. That's what I'm talking about. And this is on the Bill Maher site of HBO.com/Bill Maher. And
Bill Maher doesn't control that, and he's saying Ron Paul's his new hero. And so what's happening here is obviously the management wants to give them a 4 or 5 day long head start before they have Ron Paul on tonight, so hopefully Ron Paul won't win it. Look, there's so much vote fixing. They've had over 30-plus national polls, over 60 different state polls for the 50 states, multiple per state in some areas, and in most of them, he was only included in 5 of those polls. So when you hear he's not in the polls, it's because they won't let him in the polls. Jack McClam?
That's right, brother. They're scared to death of him, just scared. I was so pleased to see that the talking heads for the Republican Party, the propaganda arm of the Republican Party, Fox News, right after the debate on Fox News, Hannity almost fell out of his chair when he found out when they were denigrating Ron Paul, and then he looked over to see that he was ahead in the polls. It was wonderful, but they're running scared from Ron Paul, and they know that the jig's up. If he gets in, it's over for them. And so they're going to do everything they can, and that's why I ask all of my listeners on my radio show to pray for Ron Paul, because they will definitely try to have him have an accident if he keeps growing and going the way he is.
Well, it's the same thing with Rosie. Anybody who's got courage and is prominent and who can capture people's imagination, they're going to try to demonize or go after or maybe even more.
Yes, absolutely. And if they can allow him to get up and speak more in these forums, these candidate forums, because he keeps getting too much truth out. And so I'm just asking people, pray for him, that the blood of Jesus Christ will be over him and protect him, because they may try to get rid of him early, have an accident in a car or something like that.
I hope that's not the case. Let's take a call from Carl. And Carl, where are you calling us from today?
I'm right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
Welcome, sir.
All right, I just want to thank you. It's an honor to be on the show. I'm a listener for about a year now, first-time caller.
Well, thanks for holding, and it's an honor to have you, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, there's no problem. I want to call, and I want to say thank you for, you know, all the work you do. You know, I know it's everybody. We're all a family working on it together, but, you know, you're the one that did the most for me as far as waking me up. Basically, I just want to call because I know you hate hearsay, but my sister was a criminal justice major at college, and she was going to work for the Border Patrol. And when she went out there for it, they were, you know, talking to the people that were out there for the test and stuff, and she was told point blank that, you know, you can carry a firearm, but if an immigrant crosses the border, you know, an illegal alien crosses the border, you can pursue them, but you can't use force, and if they shoot at you, you're not allowed to fire back.
Oh, that's not a hearsay. That's just confirming official policy. Jack, you want to fill him in?
Absolutely, yes. I was a cop on the streets of Phoenix in what we called the war zone, South Phoenix, the high minority and high crime area, and we weren't allowed to touch illegal aliens. And I hear from Border Patrol agents quite often that they're so restricted that, and now Bush is having Border Patrol agents put in prison for doing their job to get the Border Patrol to stand down.
And that's to send a message. They also have them half the time picking up garbage in the rattlesnake-infested scrub brush, and they're only allowed to look one direction, not the other. Look, folks, it's all designed. Plus, they hire them to send them to Iraq. Anything else you want to add, Carl?
There was a few news articles.
Stay there. I'm going to keep Jack a few more minutes on the other side so we can get to David, Tom, Rod, and others. Then I got a bunch of news I'm going to cover as we end the program with a news blitz. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba in 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Big news, ladies and gentlemen, up on PrisonPlanet.com, an exclusive on Rosie. Is she going to leave The View early? This is a big exclusive. She may leave a few weeks early because of them targeting her and trying to smear her and demonize her before she goes. She may not play ball. Let's play a little bit of this song, though, for Rosie.
The girl you knew the night before. But your powers will soon be wanting the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding. Here I am now, on the road again. There I am.
Welcome back. Final segment with Jack McClam, police and military against the New World Order. Take a few final phone calls with him. Jack, I'm really excited to see you encouraged in your 25 years of aid and abet, 27 years fighting the global crime syndicate that now is becoming revealed, to have Bush try to announce that he is dictator. Quote, the president gave himself the new powers of during continuity of government for any emergency, Congress is not involved. That is dictatorship on its face, and now everybody is starting to wake up. And by everybody, anybody who's got half a brain knows that we're in deep trouble. Jack, do you think they're going to get away with it, or do you think people waking up will cause them to maybe back off?
Well, I think that they're running scared, and they're going as fast as they can to put us under a dictatorship because they know the people's waking up, brother, and they need to cut us off. They really do. And so anything's likely to happen, but it's going to happen fast because they better do it fast or we're going to take back this nation.
Absolutely. Let's go back to Carl down in Memphis, Tennessee. Carl, go ahead and finish up your comment. We're going to go to David, Tom, and Tom. Go ahead.
All right. Over the past week, I've seen a few news stories. I wanted to get your take on them. The first one was where the Senate unanimously approved the takeover of D.C. public schools by the mayor, which joins, 10 states as of, February that have already handed over their school districts to the mayor. And, I just see that as the next step in turning the schools into prisons. I mean, students have to wear IDs.
They're already getting rid of the sheriff's departments. City councils are told what to do by unelected regional boards. This is the takeover where at every level they're trying to cut off the people's avenue for a redress of grievances, the same thing that led us to the Revolutionary War in 1776. Jack McClam?
Absolutely, brother. Everything is moving faster as they're trying to close off the avenues of escape for the people. And, everything, even planting metal detectors in the forest, they're getting ready for the revolution so that they can find you if you run into the forest to try to escape and evade. So everything is moving quicker on their side. But also, Alex, everything is moving quicker on our side. And that's why I tell people to pray that God will bless us, that we get there first, and that we can have more time to awaken more of God's people in this country and take this nation back.
Well, bottom line, a lot of people aren't going to listen to you when you tell them Bush is trying to become a dictator and they're setting all this up. The New World Order is making their move. But if they do make their move, then a lot of people that didn't listen to you will finally see it. So it's also important to plant as many seeds as you can. Carl, thanks for the call. David in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead. Okay, he said hello and hung his phone up. Who's up next in line here?
Yeah.
Tom in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Welcome to the USA, gentlemen, United Slave Association. I'm sitting here looking at pictures of Black Hawk helicopters landing on high school campuses to glamorize the kids and adjoining going to that meat grinder over there in Iraq.
That was happening before the war. They had Black Hawks and Cobras land to condition them. They had Marines go in schools there in Pensacola, Florida, and put guns to their heads and say that the government wants you to know what martial law is like. That was in the Pensacola News Journal. They have these drills now they're having everywhere where they go in unannounced and put guns to the children's heads and the teachers and tell them it's real, and people are having to go to mental institutions. They're having such incredible breakdowns. It's been all over the news now. Why are they doing that?
Well, they're conditioning the people to be kept safe by their government. That's what they're doing. Now, all of this is to make you believe you're going to be kept safe by your government. And when they pull off the next false flag bombing in America, England, or Israel, the people will be so happy with their government preparing to keep them safe under martial law.
Elaborate on that.
Well, we see it everywhere. We get reports from our police officers that they are going into schools, they're going into different office buildings and carrying off these programs to scare the people and make them think that they're being invaded. And really, it's just good practice for our militarized police, but it's also indoctrinating the people that putting fear in them, making them think that these things can really happen.
And it also sets the precedent. I mean, if they can make children stay in a classroom for 8 hours, make them go to the bathroom in the trash can, on record, coast-to-coast federal grants, scream, we're Christian homeschoolers here to kill you, that also makes the children then hate Christians and homeschoolers.
Yes.
I mean, this is so sophisticated, true. The brainwashing that we're seeing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've said that the homeschoolers are coming to kill you and Christians are coming to kill you, and I'm looking here at that FBI brochure, remember, that came out about 5 years ago, where the FBI lists in this brochure that went out to police
officers. It lists mainline liberals, mainline conservatives, anybody, though, who doesn't play ball with them. It lists everybody.
It does. It does. And it says here we're domestic terrorists. Patriots that mention the Constitution too often are domestic terrorists.
It says word for word, make frequent references. Make frequent references, yes.
Right. And then also, Butch Reno, when she was Attorney General, listed Christians as doomsday cult-type groups. And that's right in that brochure, that Christians are domestic terrorists to the federal government today. They use that term that she coined. Doomsday cult.
And now it doesn't matter whether it's Christians or anti-war protesters. Everybody's having their free speech attacked. Let's talk to Todd in British Columbia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just wanted to thank you guys for taking my call.
Hello? Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, just wanted to let all your listeners know that 9/11 Truth is very alive here in Canada. And thank you guys for making me aware of not only 9/11, but also encouraging me to become a little more aware of my local political landscape in Canada.
Good.
Soon after that, to become more involved. I've personally had several people look at the facts and just wanted to, you know, thank you guys and Rosie for your bravery and Alex and your team for all the hard work. And just, you know, I was at the David Ray Griffin speech here about a week and a half ago. And just wanted to say, you know, Canada has a special place for maybe asking some questions as an outlet, a safe haven.
Absolutely. There's been a lot of 9/11 truth in Canada going back 5.5 years. Appreciate the call. Last caller for Jack McClan, then I'm going to cover some news. Fred in Philly, go ahead.
How you doing? Alex, you're right on as far as seeing through Bush's lies on the immigration situation. Deportations are down around 95% since early 2001. Entries have accelerated, and I think that there has to be a people power, basically, on the border, because, Alex, you can't really exercise control of the border unless you have people power. It's the only kind of power that can't be corrupted. What do you think?
Bottom line, I'm not even against these immigrants that want a better life. I don't blame them. I mean, if I lived in Mexico City in that hellhole, I'd want to be here, too, and I'd fight to be here. The point is we got 6-plus billion people that all want to come here, and the big corporations are literally using them as an economic weapon to drive down the wages and to balkanize the society. And I'm sorry, I was watching video last night right here in Austin, the raw video of these immigration rallies, pro-amnesty rallies, and man, they're holding up their babies in Spanish and saying, we are the future, viva Mexico, you know, get out pilgrims. And I mean, it is aggressive, it is anti-American, and it is dangerous for everybody, and it's got to be stopped. And it's just Americans have lost their nationalism, and the Mexicans haven't, and they're all saying, this is Mexico, get out, we're taking over. And it's just sad that our government media, the Fortune 500, has actually lobbied to actually indoctrinate the Mexicans to believe all of this. But it's a diabolical plan to bring this country down, Fred.
Well, you can't. Bush has been lying. He all he wants to do is delay until the North American Union goes into effect. Then,
well, that's
no
right.
Border.
You see, and by Bush calling for blanket amnesty, we already have amnesty by fiat. The police are told not to enforce. The illegals don't have to have IDs. Citizens do. It's all happening by fiat. So he asked for something. So we're busy fighting him on the new amnesty he called for and deciphering that lie, while meanwhile we're unable to then get on the offensive and reverse what's happened. Fred, thanks for the call. Closing comments on that, Jack McClam.
Well, brother, everything you say is absolutely true. One thing I want to say to the listeners, though, is that so many great Americans are Hispanics, and they hate this amnesty bill. They hate what's going on in America. They formed a group called You Don't Speak For Me that people should go to their website and see it, youdon'tspeakforme.com. And over 60% of Hispanics oppose the amnesty. And
67 in major Gallup polls.
I lived in the Latino community for 15 years, right down there in the high crime area of South Phoenix. And I saw a lot of lovely families of Latinos that are trying to keep their kids off drugs and out of gangs. And they're being raped by the system. And they love America. And they love this country and they love God. And so we shouldn't think that they're all, on the side of the very evil groups like La Raza and American Civil Liberties Union and so forth, because they're not. A high percentage is on the side of freedom, God, and country here in America.
Absolutely. Folks can go to Infowars.com and link through to Jack McClam's website, or just Google Police and Military Against the New World Order, or Jack McClam, or Vampire Killer 2000, his big report that millions of copies have been sent out to people in the military and the police. Jack, good having you on. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, brother. God bless you for all you do, Alex. We love you, and thank you so much.
Thank you for the time you spent with us. Folks, go to the website. Check out the materials. He's an American treasure. And again, I'm just flattered that Rosie, I'm told, is tuned into the show today and wanted to hear our announcement that basically was leaked to us by three different angles and that was going to go out anyway, so we went ahead and announced it. Rosie, incensed by Witch Hunt, could leave The View next week. Neocon producers' effort to discredit O'Donnell before host exits ABC show. And you can read all the details at PrisonPlanet.com right now. This is big news. This is breaking news. It shows how they're trying to censor her, how they're trying to demonize her. We need to support the free speech in America and support courage, admirable examples of courage like this when they are shown. So I salute you, Rosie O'Donnell. And I would just ask everybody out there to help get 9/11 truth out to everyone so she can be fully vindicated and so all of us can be vindicated. We're always being vindicated, but to just till everybody knows the truth. Go to Google, type in Terror Storm, watch it for free, and then email that link out to everybody. Don't stop. That's why they're trying to censor it. We just caught them censoring Loose Change again, red-handed. Loose Change had enough views to be in the top 10. They just took it off there. Same thing with Order of Death, my film about the George Bush and his religious and bizarre sexual habits. And he claims to be this Christian conservative, and I mean, it's not Christian, nor is it conservative. I'll just leave it to you like that. That was at number one. They just cheated it right out of there. The page views, the views showed it should have been still in the top 10. They don't care because they don't want us to win this fight. Well, just get that link and send it out to 10 times as many people. Or go to Infowars.com and get your hard copy on DVD. They can't stop you from making copies of Terror Storm on DVD. They can't stop you from going to PrisonPlanet.tv and downloading it in super high quality. I mean, it looks like TV quality on there and burning it to disk. That's a factory of resistance, PrisonPlanet.tv. They can't stop you, folks. So if you've got a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, use it. And if you don't use it, I mean, go get the audio interviews, the video interviews, my in-studio. I mean, we videotape the Sunday show I do from 4 to 6 p.m. every Sunday. Be sure and join us for that. And, Rosie, you were invited on this show, through your producers or through Willie or through the Loose Change guys that you've talked to. If you want to come on this show and have 30 minutes, an hour to unfetter, say what you think about 9/11, then please, let's talk. Let's get you on. Well, I've got the story about Mexican cops get themselves chipped. That's just escalating and continuing. We have news here. Finally, Blackwater is to be audited by the government. I have another report here in front of me that is just mind-blowing. There are just so many of these reports. Just every one of them is off the chart. Pentagon considering staying in Iraq for decades. Now, that's always been in the official Pentagon plans, but now it's finally hitting mainstream news. The Department of Defense is studying the possibility of maintaining a core group of forces in Iraq, possibly for decades, reports the National Public Radio. We have published no orders directing the plan for the overall withdrawal of forces. General Peter Pace, who is chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told the Senate when asked if the Pentagon had any contingency plans in place for troop withdrawal. Now, they're building over two dozen permanent bases, one of them bigger than the Vatican. It holds 6,000 people. And he goes on to say that they plan to stay. They say one thing to the public and another thing to the Senate. They lie to you like you're a bunch of fools. I'll hit a few key news stories on the other side as we wrap up this Friday edition. And the news that we're breaking up on Prison Planet and InfoWars is just unbelievable. We hope you help us get past the censors and get this news out to the American people. Help us go viral. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All right, I got a bunch of news I want to hit here at the end of the show. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about Researched Herbs. ResearchedHerbs.com is an incredible source of mainline researched herbs, vitamins, minerals, all stuff you never heard about, though, that has been proven in major medical studies overseas and domestically to have just amazing effects for health, wellness, you name it. ResearchedHerbs.com. They've got one product, Live 52. that is used in 45 countries as a registered drug for a liver cleanser. The liver is such a key part of the body. It is the world's best-selling liver support formula, and they've got it at great prices. Liv 52 neutralizes all kinds of toxins and poisons from the food you eat, the water you drink, and the air you breathe, even prescription medications. Folks, call and get your Liv 52 today at 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841, or researchedherbs.com. That's researchedherbs.com, or 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841, researchedherbs.com. But not just the Liv 52, all of it. Just do yourself a favor, go check it out, because there's so many great things that God's given us on this green earth and out of the ocean. And then there's Interfood. It's the best green food I've found. And some of that stuff makes me nauseated or makes me feel weird. It doesn't have all that stuff in there that hypes you up. It's just, I don't know, 30, 40-something different vegetables and different extracts of different plants and it's just so insanely good. Everybody kept talking about it for 2 years, so I got them as a sponsor. My wife loves it. Literally this morning she was talking about how great Interfood is and how she's losing weight with it because it doesn't make her as hungry because you get all the nutrients she needs instead of just eating and eating and eating. Interfood, ladies and gentlemen, give them a call. Enerfood.com is the website. Or again, 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or innerfood.com. Don't be crazy. Do not care about your health. Give them a call today or go to the websites. There's banners for both those sponsors we just told you about up on prisonplanet.com. If you missed the address. Man treated as terror suspect for taking photo of French fries. He writes for a food magazine. He took pictures of some French fries, and it was over. They said he was a terrorist. He was headed back to Connecticut after a weekend with the family when he took a photo of the potatoes. I'd eaten the fries on the way over but couldn't stomach another round, so I snapped two photos of the food counter. And as I was putting the camera away, two guys came up behind me and grabbed him, and they took him in and said he was a terrorist and everything. Just go read it. It's out of the Fairfield Weekly. But again, the borders are wide open. It's just idiocy. But it's all about control. Here's another one here. Police in two cities still are sifting through the details of a shooting incident in which the man apparently shot his wife Thursday night. They're using the OnStar to track him and what he did. Just a point for you to know, that's surveillance. Iran is probably 3 to 8 years away from a nuclear bomb. That's the International Atomic Energy Agency, Reuters, but they don't care. Mainstream news is reporting. This is how the Washington Post, raw story reporting on that. Cheney and an aide are clearing the path to attack Iran. It's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. We will continue to watch this as all of this craziness intensifies. We'll continue to track it. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. on Genesis Communications. I will be live, ladies and gentlemen. Other people will be taking off. I won't. I'll be live. So I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and I'll see you back on Monday and Ron Paul on Tuesday. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.